All right. Love that sound. That's a sound of the kingdom coming your way and the republic coming your way. And this is Ron Avery, and the show is Search for Lawful Government. And here at republicbroadcasting.org, it is November the 8th in the year of the Lord, 2022. And I understand now we've got a kind of a book drive going for RBN. They're having an ongoing book drive starting November the 7th. What is today? That's okay. That was yesterday. Through January the 8th, and the donation of $100 or more will provide the donor opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stapmiller. And apparently there's some more information on the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org, and it's in one of the scrolling banners. So yeah, that would be good to go look at, and encourage you to do that. And just if nothing else, give a donation to whatever you can afford to RBN. And what Mark Anderson and I would like for our listeners to do is to buy a bumper sticker. It's a great way to advertise the show. So wherever you, whenever you go somewhere, people, I mean, even in my little town, when I go somewhere, there's lots of people that see my bumper sticker. It's on my car, and it tells you, you know, listen to Ron Avery, Search for Lawful Government at the republicbroadcasting.org Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central. Isn't that cool? And it's really good looking. It's got a nice little graphic on it. It's got the logo, RBN's logo on it. It's really sharp. And you can get to them. You just go on the RBN website, go to my homepage. You just go to program schedule or a show schedule and click on the Tuesday Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery show. Click on that. Then scroll down a little bit, and it's got a link to that bumper sticker. It takes you to Liberty Stickers, but directly to my bumper sticker. So you don't have to go on their website and search around for it. It takes you directly to it. I think they're $4.50 or $4.25, something like that. But talk about a cheap way to advertise to a lot of people. You can't beat a bumper sticker. So anyway, yeah, and also contribute, if you can, $100 to the RBN to get in on the book drive thing, and look that up on RBN's website as well. Well, what I wanted to talk about today is, yeah, you're welcome. What I wanted to talk about, Julie just said thank you. That's nice. And anyway, I want to talk about the idea, the question. I have a political question. I think a lot of us don't really phrase it very often, but it's talked about almost all the time in a roundabout way. And here's the question: how to be free of tyranny and slavery under the New World Order, or even to get out from under the New World Order. And what it is the fake New World Order, how to get out from under the fake New World Order. Because we know what the New World Order really is. It was altered. The world order was altered 2,000 years ago with the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus, opening the door to the kingdom of heaven on earth to all mankind. That was over 2,000 years ago. So then what's this new garbage, New World Order, caca? Well, it's the same old boys that tried to snatch the kingdom, to steal the kingdom 2,000 years ago. and they failed at doing it, and they had a very deceptive way, and I'm going to read it to you right here. Okay. It's Matthew 21 through 33. And let me answer this political question right here that I ask. How to be free from tyranny and slavery under the fake New World Order? Well, the way to do that is to you get the kingdom yourself. You possess the kingdom. And you defend the kingdom with what you know and what you possess. And that's a very powerful thing, because these other people that are trying to enslave you and are doing quite a good job of it, they don't possess the kingdom. They don't own it. They don't possess it. They have no claim to it. They're not even heirs to it. They are thieves, robbers, and murderers. And all this stuff about the environment and global warming, that's all the deception of these robbers, thieves, and murderers. Because if you're going to protect the kingdom, what must you do? You must protect every person. Why is that? Because every person is a kingdom or a potential. They are a potential kingdom carrier, possessor. So you can't save the kingdom and harm and enslave the people. That doesn't make sense. The kingdom is in the people. The people contain the kingdom. So I'm going to, let's get into Matthew. Let's see what Jesus says about these evil people here. Okay, Matthew 21, 33 through 46. I think that's, no, it's through, no, I'm sorry, it's, let's go first to seek the kingdom. That's what I wanted to do. Let's go to seek the kingdom. And I'm going to go back here to, that's Matthew 6, 27 through 33. So here we go with that. Which of you, and here I quote, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall be take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Wow. You know what? I do this. I worry about tomorrow. My wife does that. My son does that. I don't know anybody that doesn't worry about what's going on, what's going to happen tomorrow. Everybody, you dig a hole in the ground and you get all the survival stuff. This is not what Jesus is talking about. And you don't think these people were all worried about what they were going to have tomorrow, what they're going to eat, what they're going to wear? Will they have any clothes? Will they have any food? Will they have any shelter? Isn't that, times are getting tough. But what does he say? The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the carrier of the kingdom, the one that gives it to us, he says, don't think about it at all. In fact, that's evil. Thinking about the sufficiency of tomorrow, sufficient unto the day, meaning yet tomorrow, is the evil thereof. It's the evil of today. To worry about tomorrow is the evil of today. Man, that's some pretty powerful stuff. Now, what does he tell you to do instead of doing all that stuff? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Wow. Well, you know, then what is the most important thing that any patriot can do? Seek and find and get into the kingdom of God while you yet walk the earth and possess it. Seek it first and get it. It doesn't mean, he doesn't say seek it and then you won't be successful. Seek it in futility. Just pray that, you know, that you're worthy, and one of these days when you die, you'll get into heaven. No. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He doesn't say anything about seeking it in futility and not obtaining it. He says seek it, and it's certainly presumable, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So who would tell you to seek something knowing you can't find it and can't get it? I think they even said, so what father among you, when the son asked for a fish, will you give him a serpent? I mean, this is not, the father knows how to give good gifts and to ask you to do things that are going to be profitable, obtaining them. So anyway, there's what we need to do. This is what patriots need to do, because why are we unsuccessful so often with all these things that the mass media cartel is pushing, the New World Order bunch? What are they doing? They're saying stuff like, follow the science. Well, why are they saying that? Why follow the science? Because the scientists they're talking about have $100 billion laboratories, and they know that the common man doesn't have a $100 billion laboratory to argue with these people. They know that most of us are not scientists. This is how they slapped us around all over the place and slapped the church around all over the place with this COVID-19 garbage, pretending it was science and telling you they got it all in the science, they proved it all in the laboratories. Well, how are you going to argue with them? You know how to argue mRNA stuff? I mean, I listen to what others say, and I like that too, but I'm no scientist. I couldn't prove any of these people anything. But I do know this, I got the kingdom. And that stuff they imposed on us over this COVID stuff, I happen to know that that's tyranny. I happen to know by fundamental principles of lawful government and the principles of property that that was tyranny. And the church should have known this. This is one of the most powerful things about what they were doing and where they really stepped on the church, and the church apparently never even figured it out. They were trying to make natural man, born and created in the image of God, a threat to society. The church should have immediately stood up and said, we don't care anything about the science. I mean, that's nice. I'm glad you got it. That's fun. Go play with your test tube somewhere and come up with something fun and make it profitable. But I tell you what, don't be telling us to close our businesses. Don't be telling us to mask up. Don't be telling us to stay 6 feet apart from our grandmother. Don't tell us any of that stuff, because that's tyranny. And don't tell us that we got to have a bunch of shots in order to get into a store or to a football game or any of that. Because we're created in the image of God. It's God's kingdom. And we happen to be carriers of the kingdom. It's in us. We are authorized representatives of the kingdom. We carry it and we protect it. We are authorized by God to protect it. And what you're doing is telling us, those created in the image of God, that we're a threat to society and we need your stuff shoved in our bodies and in our arms and chipped to make sure that we conform to that. That's what you're telling us to do, and you don't have authority to do that, and that is Antichrist. Because natural-born man, created in the image of God, shall never be a threat to society. At least a lawful society and a righteous society. It may be a threat to this demonic trash they're making, but that's what that is, demonic slavery. And the church missed that? This is serious. This is serious. This is one of the most fundamental attacks upon the church ever in Christian history, in the history of the world. To make a natural-born person created in the image of God a threat to society. The church should have stood up completely unified across the world and said, we ain't doing none of that injection program to enter society. Now, somebody wants to go get one, okay, but nobody can be compelled to do that. Nobody. And we're not doing it. We're not going to observe any of that other trash. Well, so anyway, we heard about seeking the kingdom. Now, after this break coming up here in about a couple of minutes or so, we can come back and talk about those that wanted to seize the kingdom. Yeah, see, this shows you that Christ wants us, God wants every person to contain the kingdom, obtain it, get in it, and contain it in their own bodies. And then, not only that, he's going to show how these evil people have tried to steal it and have dominion over it and to rule it, but not like God rules it, not in righteousness, but in deception and trickery, to harm, to steal, and to do all that stuff. So, but anyway, I can't seem to get my mind off the importance of this kingdom thing. I mean, a lot of other stuff we do doesn't seem to have a lot of impact, and I am really concerned, because if the church doesn't do something, if the church doesn't stand up against some of this stuff, then we've had it, because it's the strongest institution in the world. And if they can't defend their own gospel, their own doctrines, well, then we might as well just pack it up and put on the chains. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful thing. It's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. Julie and I were having a few comments over this song. She's fun. Anyway, I wanted to now talk about the attempted seizure of the kingdom. And that's under Matthew 21:33-46. And I'm going to quote that too. Here it comes. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took the servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. Okay, I'm going to stop right there just for a second. What were these husbandmen saying? He's the heir. Heir of what? Heir of the kingdom. Heir of all the stuff they had there, of the vineyard, of the world, of the cosmos. Let's kill the heir and seize on his inheritance, seize the kingdom. And how did they seize the kingdom? It's by killing the heir, getting rid of him. And haven't they been doing a good job? They've killed him. Then they've tried to destroy his doctrine that he's left. Well, the problem is with that, they couldn't kill him. They killed him, but he was resurrected. Then he ascended. Not only did he leave us doctrine, he left us the open doorway into the kingdom of heaven to sit down with him in the heavenly places, in the throne with him at the right hand of God. That's powerful. And then who has the kingdom? Do these liars and thieves and murderers and so-called planet savers, do they have the kingdom? No. Christians have the kingdom. Okay, to continue. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They say, and these are even the people that are listening to him, they said, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus saith unto them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. Wow, what a story, huh? Yeah, he tells them exactly. And is that good today? This is perfect for today. It perfectly describes these people that are claiming to save energy, save the planet, green the earth. So what we're going to have is blood in the streets and beautiful green pastures and bloody streets. They're going to save the planet at all costs, grinding you, pounding you into the ground. This is not how this kingdom is saved. The kingdom is protected and saved by protecting the people in it, not the stuff. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together.
It's better when we're together. Look at the stars together, that's right. Man, look into the face of God when you look into the stars. That's the kingdom, that's Him. You're looking at Him when you look at the dark night sky. That's a living entity. Well, and it lives in Christ. Christ contained all of it, and He opens the door for us to be able to contain all of it as well, to fill it up and contain it. The power of impletion and envelopment. Now, those are the two powers that Christ had to operate upon the world and the cosmos, and that is what He gave us as well. So fantastic. Now, this to me is the way to defeat, and not even defeat, it's the way to get out from under the kind of tyranny that wicked men and people think up. And what is the description? Jesus gives a good description of these kind of people. He talks about being the doorway, okay, the doorway. In my book, Alien Physics, the physical operation performed upon the cosmos, I call this the rebirth canal. And many Christians are stuck in the rebirth canal. And in fact, the church preaches a doctrine that's stuck in the rebirth canal. You don't want to be stuck in a birth canal, man. You want to go all the way through it. you don't want to be stuck in the resurrection or stuck in the death. You want to be resurrected and you want to ascend. Go all the way through it to possess what you're supposed to have, the kingdom of God. So anyway, I'm going to read this. I'm going to quote this, John 10, 7 through 10. Yes. And here it goes. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. End of quote. Well, that's not only for them that came before him, that's for those that come after him, and even were responsible for crucifying him. Yeah, they want to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's satanic. And what are these, when you look at these programs, you know, even the architects, they have this program of making a video. And it's all about greening the planet and sustainability and all of this kind of stuff. And they care not about, they never even question the politics behind this, what it does to the people. You know, all of Europe is in pain over these policies. Cutting the power off, cutting the power down, cutting the gas off. What is with these people? What do they think natural resources are for? Natural resources are to sustain human life on the planet. We're supposed to be using them, bonehead. They're ours. It's the Earth's. There's no separate thing here. The kingdom of heaven, this is the kingdom of heaven on earth, and earth is the resources to sustain human life. And if we have them, we're to use them, not use them. Now, it's okay to be working on things, but if you're scared of the eternal run out, well, you know, if you give it enough time, the sun's going to burn out. So what are you going to do about that? You know, I mean, this is not about sustaining the cosmic system, where the galaxies go, how the world turns around, when the sun comes up and goes down, when it burns out, how much oxygen we have, how much, none of that. That's God's doing. He will take care of that. What does he want us to do? What does he want mankind to do? He wants mankind to protect one another's property, consisting of their life, their liberty, and their possessions. Not taxing them, not seizing them. Now, when I say tax, I mean a certain kind of tax. I don't want to clear that up because we'll have what do you call these people? I forgot the name of them now, but they anarchist. Boy, they say all tax is theft. Well, that's because they don't believe government is lawful. And that's how they can say that. No government is lawful, therefore all taxation is theft. Well, that's baloney. There are lawful governments and there are lawful taxes. But property tax is not one of them because it actually takes your property. It seizes it and you no longer own it. You rent it. So that one is not even a tax. That's confiscation of property, which is unlawful in any lawful society, lawful government. But anyway, yes, we're supposed to protect And why couldn't we have lawful currency? You know, a man, when a person works, their work is their property. Their labor, their work done for somebody else is them giving you or giving somebody property. Somebody that works for you gives you their property. So what should you give them in exchange? Property. That's the only fair exchange, property for property. Well, paper has no intrinsic value, so it's not actually property. You see how that works? It has any something that has no value. How can we say here, you do something valuable for me, and then I'll give you a piece of paper that somebody else manipulates around and determines the value of it from day to day? I mean, that's, you know, values, yeah, they all change, but this paper money thing, when somebody else is manipulating it, the money changes are in full control of it, and you have less and less all the time, and it actually dissolves in your pocket. You know, I mean, we need to somehow get to the lawful government project, and that is by people actually obtaining the kingdom themselves and possessing it. So, well, I can't believe we don't have any callers. Nobody has a question today. I haven't had any callers in two or three days. I think I'm losing popularity here. Maybe it's just too much of the Christian talk. Well, what should we talk about? George Soros or somebody, or talk about how about the elections? How are the elections going? Did everybody go out and vote today? I did. I actually went and voted. Yeah. And my wife went all through it, and she got all the, the propositions right, and looked up the local stuff and got all that done up. So all I had to go in there and push the little things. You know, I had to sign my signature. Why do they call that stuff your signature? I had to draw something with my finger. This stuff I do on a screen with my finger is not my signature. I don't know what that is. It's scribbling. I can't write my name very well with my finger on a glass surface that is not very smooth. You know, you just kind of. I don't write with my whole arm and my finger. I write with a pen and my wrist. And they said, yeah, put your signature here. Well, I can't put my signature there. Man, that's ridiculous. And then, again, what's with this thing? You stick this card in the machine, and then you vote, and then it prints it all on this card, this big, long card. You pull that, sends it out to you. Then you go stuff that into another box. Well, and I don't get anything. You know, I'm still thinking the best way to do this, it's an old-fashioned way. You have you have the front of a piece of paper, and it's got all the offices on it and what it is, and then you got under that a carbon copy type thing. And when you write your stuff on it, it makes a record of it through it down onto the bottom, the copy sheet, and then you just tear off the top, and take the bottom, and that way you got a copy of it. And if there was any other a problem with it, everybody could come together with their carbon copies and compare notes. Well, this way, there's nothing to compare with anybody. I mean, it's just right back to the same old stuff. Anyway, we know that as long as mankind is involved with the stuff, it's going to be corruptible. Anyway, thank goodness I got a caller here. Hey, Tom from Utah, how you doing?
I didn't want you to feel like you're unloved or unappreciated.
Well, thank you, Tom. You're the only one. I got one listener today, and thanks for feeling sorry for me, man. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, the term dis-ease What does that indicate to us? If you have a dis-ease, what does that imply? What does that indicate?
I miss the term. For some reason, I'm not picking up the word. Sometimes certain frequencies my ears don't hear very well. Could you repeat that?
Dis-ease. Disease.
I didn't get any of that. Okay. A disease. You said the word disease?
Uh-huh. But I split it in two pieces. I said dis-ease.
Oh, okay. What about that? It's two words. What about it? I mean, two.
Well, you were referring to the promises of the Creator that if you followed His counsel, you would have abundant life.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you'd have a life of ease. I mean, not necessarily that you would be lollygagging or, you know, laying around, but you would have at least success in what you were doing.
Yes.
You would not suffer any negative consequence. So when we have a disease, what does that indicate?
Yeah, well, you tell me, please.
We're going against the counsel of the Creator.
Uh-huh.
He has our best interest in mind. So everything He told us was for our best good.
Yes.
And like you say, His promise is a promise of abundant life or eternal life. You might want to, you know, play that word. Eternal means everything you do is life promoting. So if you have a dis-ease or disunion, disharmony, it seems to be that we've either been ignorant of God's law or we've been ignoring God's law.
Yes, well, let me say this one extra thing on that, though, too. I believe this also goes to something political, because I also happen to know you can be very in tune with Christ and the God's counsel, but if you live in a wicked, degenerate society that is unlawful and harmful and kills and destroys, that makes it tough even for those that are following the counsel. So I believe also what we can determine from that is that society can be diseased, and
exactly.
That to cure society, not only the individual, but we have to use the same procedure to cure society. In other words, then the church becomes instrumental in curing society because it is propagating the correct doctrine and what people should be doing. And they're not doing that. The church is out of the, it's backed out of the battlefield. It's left the battlefield. It just says, you know, it's going to be wicked. You know, God foretold it's going to trash out, and then Jesus is going to come back and fix it all. And the result is that Satan is just running over everything, and the church just says, well, we can't do anything about it. Well, that's just false. It's the church's kingdom. We possess it. We own it. We're the ones, and we're just letting them do it. It's amazing.
Well, the churches nowadays have two motivations. They fill the seats and fill the plate. And you can't yeah. fill the seats and the plates if you actually call people to repentance. We don't yeah. want to be called to repentance.
That's
we
true.
We want to be told of our misbehavior. But when
that's
we go,
right.
What does it say? Christ said they have itching ears. So we go to where the sermon is going to be complimentary to us, no matter what we're doing.
Yeah, what they also do, too, when they talk about, you know, sin, that kind of thing, and repentance from sin, they treat it as only a personal thing, like you're an alcoholic or you're a cusser or you're pornography or whatever. But they never talk about what political group sin, national sin, things that people do as a group, confiscation of property, all these things that wicked, socially wicked things, politically wicked things. The church will have nothing to do with it. They run at light speed the other way.
Well, I have an example with my own situation here. I'm defending a man who was accused of arson. And I go to the clergy, and they say, well, we can't be involved. So wait a minute.
Yeah.
You have a brother who's been accused falsely, and you know it. This, if you're operating with the Spirit, you know it. The Spirit will tell you, this man is innocent. Step to the plate. Do battle.
Yeah.
You know, call the judiciary to repentance.
Yes.
But it's really sad, and it really disappoints me, because I grew up at the knees of people like Cleon Skaus and Ezra Taft Benson, Bo Greitz, for example, and even Eustace Mullins. You know, in fact, Eustace was a really good friend of mine. So I always thought that a man's faith would dictate that he would wear out his life exposing evil. There is a scripture that says that. It's not in the current canon of scripture. It's in those pieces that were, redacted by the Catholic Church.
Right, okay.
That it says that you must wear out your life defending, exposing evil.
Excellent.
And I'm saying, that's the word of God. Well, why isn't that word coming out in the church? If you know somebody's...
Yeah. And they didn't get rid of all of that, because even St. Paul said, you know, fill up your cup with tribulation. You know, not ease and wonderment and kicking back, but if you do the right thing in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But it seems like the church doesn't want to get any of that in their cup at all. Boy, you pour that out right now. This is the feeling good, blessing.
Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything is wonderful. And let's don't talk about that. Let's move on. And, you know, I mean, what do you expect at the end of that kind of a, it's not powerful. And that's, the church is simply not powerful anymore, because it doesn't teach any power. It doesn't tell the people the power that they can have. And there's the people in church, even though they're making a lot of noise, banging a tambourine and jumping up and down, when they go out into society, it's blank and dull again. They don't do anything. They have to go back to church to get all pumped up again, and then they go out and fall down on their face again. I mean, it's they need to teach the real power of Christ and what he did, so they can actually empower people to do something about wicked government.
Yeah, they need to lay the flail on the shoulder of the money changers like Christ did.
Amen.
You know, we say, I follow Christ. Christ is my Savior. Well, show me. Like Paul said, you know, you can speak of faith and all that stuff, but let me demonstrate my faith by what I do.
Yes, yes, true. Very good, Tom. Man, Tom, I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling. You really helped me out.
Well, when you get a chance, take a look at this case. Go to TomInUtah.com. TomInUtah.com, and you'll see this case where it's in. And I'm going to tell you a little bit. I was sitting there in our little branch, and they announced the arrest of this man and his release as Sunday school president, right? He was kind of a overseer of our little Sunday school scripture class. They announced his arrest and his release. And within seconds, the Spirit was in my face. And I may be crazy. In fact, I probably am, if you ask my wife. The Spirit was directly in my face saying, Tom, Ron Macon is innocent, and you have the skills to prove it. It kind of spooked me, because the Spirit then left me on my own. You know, he does that a lot. He'll give you an assignment and then turn it over to you.
You noticed that, have you? Oh. Same here. Go ahead.
As I scratch my head, well, why is the Spirit telling me I have the skill to prove it? Then I remembered in 1959, I was recruited by the RAND Corporation. Oh, there's a nice corporation, right?
Yes.
I, at the time, was naive, and I was really honored to be recruited by the RAND. So I ended up studying combustion dynamics. as well as product production safety, and I end up working building the Sargent missiles that we used in Korea. Of course, I never ever thought,
you've only got about a minute. Let's make sure we get your website right so we can look at this. And I've got one other caller I'd like to try to get them in for just a minute. So what is your website again so we can check all this out?
Well, the easy way to remember, the route through to it, go to tominutah.com. It'll open up. It'll say Meadows Fire. It'll talk about this man's charges and the case and the actual factual evidence. TominUtah.com.
Fantastic. Well, Tom, I appreciate you calling. It's been very good. Thanks. I enjoyed the conversation. All right. Well, I got to take Nancy from California now. How are you doing?
Hello there.
Hi. I'm sorry it's so late. Go ahead.
That's okay. I just wanted to encourage you never to stop talking about Christianity if you think it's unpopular.
That broke up really bad. Are you moving your head around or something? It was going in and out a little bit.
No, I'm not moving my head around. I was calling to
encourage you. Would you repeat that? I didn't get it. That's the problem. Go ahead.
Yes. I was calling to encourage you not to ever stop talking about Christianity just because it may not be popular.
Well, thank you very much. And I was wondering about that, you know, because some of the callers have dropped off since I was doing a little more of it. But I can't seem to get around this because I do believe it has an impact on civil society. And I don't think we can make any headway by ignoring this. And this is where the power is to me. I can't function without it. I don't see how how are we going to create lawful government out of abject tyranny without the power of God? So I really don't know.
That's exactly right, and that's what's been being driven out of our society is all of the basis of our law.
I just heard the music, Nancy. I'm sorry I waited so long. Please call back earlier next time and on next show, hopefully. And love to talk to you about this some more. Thank you very much. We got to go.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.